Okay. This is the sixth lecture of the 22nd American ACC for Jan 61. And I'm going to talk to you about clearing procedure. Now, technically, you've had a number of years of changes. I learned a great deal from these changes, did a great deal to advance us on the way. We've had a good run of it. We've been over anything and everything you could think of. But it has established an atmosphere of perpetual and constant change of technology. And this constant change of technology has brought you into a feeling that if you learn it now, it'll all be unreal and it'll be out of date tomorrow, perhaps. And therefore, you're going to be running off over the hills and far away and shifting gears on auditing PCs and thinking something else was much better or something of the sort. But you ought to really be doing something else. Well, let me tell you something. When you get some wins with this material, you won't be able to do that. You will be recognizing what you're looking at and what you're doing. And it'll be with a great deal more certainty. And you're going to get results to the exact degree that you follow this rundown, because this rundown was tailored against results, tailored against the first St. Hill, and it was tailored against many months of technical observation and work in Johannesburg. There might be some small refinements here and there on how this is done, but personally I have not found these necessary. Now, we're not interested in the esoteric. The artistic, the exuberant, or the total effect upon the PC. This doesn't mean that you can't turn PC's heads wrong side out, or run R245, or Route 1, or something like this. This doesn't mean that you are not at liberty to do all these things. You can do all these things. You want to get cases off the launching pad, you'll use the rundown I'm giving you. If it isn't working, you're doing something knuckleheaded. That's all I got to say. I'll start right in on that horrible note. I'm not mad at you, but some of the exasperation you hear in my voice is telling somebody to sit the PC in the chair, and you come in the room a half an hour later, and the guy says, well, we're getting no results at all. And you say, well, what are you doing? He said, doing just what you said. And if you let it drop at that, you've had it, because you have to ask, what did I tell you to do? Well, you told the PC to hit me with a chair. Now, the errors which prevent these techniques from working have to be gross errors. To all future D of P's, may I give you this as a very profound datum. If this rundown isn't working, the error has to be gross, a gross error. Big. The auditing error is not a small error. This will still work with a considerable amount of knuckleheadedness attached to it. The error has to be very large. It'll be something real wild. It'll be like... Well, the auditor didn't appear for the session. I'm not kidding you, no. I mean, it's an error this wild. And when some auditor comes in and tells you that this isn't working and so forth, zut for you if you say, well, now, is it this and is it that? And maybe if we change it just this little hair and so forth, well, maybe we do that. And you start Q&A-ing along with that and then that kind of auditing, you ought to be shot. That's all. No, you'd better research in this zone. Have you been there for the sessions? Well, I've only been a half an hour late a time or two, but most of the time, been there. Well, now, it's get bright, see? Get real bright and look for gross errors. I try to find out what has been happening. Not what's he been doing with this rundown so much, but just what has been happening. And what is he running? Now, he isn't running pre-session 37. Sometimes, when he says he is. Now, this would be a minor error. When I mean gross error, it's like this. He says, is there any question I shouldn't ask you? Needle does a tremendous drop. And he says, well, is that bothering you? And the fellow says, no. So he said, good, we'll go on to Formula 13. Now, you get what I mean by a gross error? Every single case that an auditor was having trouble with in Johannesburg, severe trouble, you know, no movement forward, had tremendous, visible overts still on it, on the meter. And the auditor said, I got all the overts off. You hear me now? You understand these are good people, they're trying to do their job and that sort of thing. But sometimes they just pull a wild miss, that's all. And it's a wild miss. One guy auditing a PC kept going over his model session script, asking if he has a PT problem. Get a fall, asking if there are any ARC breaks, get a fall, and then start the process. That's what I'm talking about a gross error. So we're not as interested in your holding your little pinky just right as you ask the question, you see. We're not interested in you having a soothing tone of voice. We're not interested in your breath being bad occasionally or something like this is the reason the PC isn't advancing. Now, these things are minor, they are remediable, and so forth. So you forget a few auditing commands or something like this, and you totally knuckleheaded about the assessment of Formula 13, you see. You take a total assessment for Formula 13, you write down all the names of the people he knows in present time right now. That's the assessment list for Formula 13. You actually write them down on a piece of paper. And then you don't add any more new people to it as it comes up. You just forget to do that. And then Uncle Jacob turns up while you're running somewhat limply. You are running, but successfully, a regimen on help and so forth. And all of a sudden, Uncle Jacob turns up. And like I was telling Uncle Jacob today, he says, you just really can't help people very much, can you? You say to yourself, all of a sudden, you say, Uncle Jacob, I don't have any. Got a whole list of everybody knows in present time, and I have no Uncle Jacob. So I was telling Uncle Jacob today. Do you know Uncle Jacob very well? Know him very well. Why, he raised me after my father and mother died. He's a horrible old blank. As a matter of fact, ever since I bought this intensive, I've heard nothing else but how we're all going to perdition now that I have departed the faith. What faith? Uncle Jacob's faith. Well, you mean he's objected to you being audited? Objected? That's mild. Yeah, you just missed, you know. You were shooting at the ducks out in front of you, and there was a saber-toothed tiger walking up in back of you. You just had a good, broad miss. Got the idea? Well, that's what I mean by a gross error. They got to be big. So you can stop being careful and start being thorough. No kidding. I mean, these errors are fabulous. Guy has a continuous present time problem. He's never let the auditor in on it. Continuous. Every day, every hour of the day, he has this as a present time problem. The medicos have told him he's going to die of lumbosis. He's getting audited, so he won't die of lumbosis. The auditor says, what is your goal for the session? Well, the first 8 sessions, the fellow said, so I won't die of lumbosis. And then the auditor never said anything else after that, so the PC has gotten tired of saying so he doesn't bring it up anymore. He just sits there and gets audited with all of his attention totally fixated on the fact he's going to die of lumbosis, you know? And you say, well, whom have you failed to help in your family? And he says, have to answer something because the auditor's waiting. Let's see. Family, whom I died of lumbosis in my family, and so forth. You see, I'll repeat the auditing question. Who have you failed to help in your family? He says, family, that reminds me of mother. Mother. You say, good. Well, who have you failed to help in your family? And he says, oh, it's lumbosis. It's on the family doctor. He says, family doctor, doctor, doctor. I failed to help the doctor. Failed to help the doctor. No, he didn't want to know about the doctor. He wants to know about family. Family. My grandmother's always kept the family together, so I'll say grandmother. Grandmother. No failed help ever connects with the word grandmother, you see. No failed help ever connects with the word mother. No incident ever comes up. Guess what's happening here? The process isn't arriving. Not even vaguely. It's not even being run. No, I think you would be much smarter to find out about this consultation whereby he was about to die of lumbosis. Did you ever know anybody that had lumbosis? Oh, nobody, no. I never knew anybody. Father and my mother, of course, both had it, but that was natural because it's in the family line. I never knew anybody that had lumbosis. All right, well, have you ever told anybody lumbosis was incurable? Just taking a wild shot in the dark, you see. No, I don't have to tell anybody that. Everybody knows it's incurable. Well, E-meter now. Anybody ever tell you that it was incurable? Cling. See, click. Now, all you're doing is trying to smell out an incident. And who was that? Who'd you just think of? Well, I thought of my uncle, but I don't... He didn't have lumbosis. Well, what about your uncle? Well, cling. Did he ever say lumbosis was incurable? Cling. No. 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 Mm-mm. Don't ever remember it. Bling. Don't remember anything. Did you ever have anything, well, did you ever have anything happen with your uncle that was dramatic or anything occur with regard to your uncle? No, 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 no. No, nothing. Nothing that I know of. No, no, no. Bing. What'd you just think of? Well, I thought of him being a surgeon. Well, is he a surgeon? Yes. Well, did he ever operate on you? Yes, he took care of me during all of my childhood illnesses. Bing, 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 bing. Well, did you ever have any trouble, really, with your uncle? Did you ever have a fight with your uncle? Bing, bing. When was that? About time to stop groping, you know, and get something positive here. And we find it was August the 13th, 1938. There it is. What happened on that day? Well, I don't know. I've got this picture here. I've never seen this picture before. Get the idea? Seems like I'm absolutely furious with my uncle. Because he's operated on my mother. And, good heavens, I never remembered that. But you know, she was crippled for life with lumbosis. Well, now, what did you think about your uncle? What did you say about your uncle during that? What do you find there in the picture? You know, what are you thinking and saying about your uncle and so forth? Well, I'm really calling him off. I'm calling him this and that and so forth. I'm screaming and fussing and kicking him in the shins. And there I am, you know, and here's just a whole long, big line of overt. You got the idea? We're at various ways we could handle this scientologically. O.W. on an uncle, running it as an incident, just running this terrific fuss with his uncle. Which is a misemotional secondary. See? Easiest thing to do, of course, is run it as a misemotional secondary. Just peel it off the line. Now we find out there were 18 family members all with lumbosis. That somehow or another just comes into view, you see. We clear this thing up and so on. Something happens, collapses along this line. We cleaned it up pretty reasonably. He's not worried about lumbosis. He doesn't have this goal anymore. He thinks maybe he'd like to get well or get better or something of the sort. You follow me? The errors which keep a case from advancing are gross errors. Great big errors, like totally neglecting urgent PC goals, which are really present time problems. He tells you it's a goal, but it's a present time problem. You see that? Fish around. Spend some hours doing something about it if you want to. But let's get rid of this present time problem. There are 80,000 ways you can get rid of it. The simplest one is Dianetically. And it's permanently gotten rid of, too. You ruined that little picture. Now let's get on and get going. Got it? Now, I can see very well that you yourself, with the experience you've had with auditing, conclude that auditing is something that has to be very carefully done. If it doesn't work, it's probably something happened to the PC or it's something wrong with the process. Now you can move it over into the category that you probably didn't follow the rundown. And you vaguely approximated the rundown, you didn't follow it, but that a gross error also exists. And you'd better look over the case, not on the basis of, what's wrong with this guy? What's wrong with this guy? Let's see, how can I look into his head? What's wrong with him? Instead of that, just look over the general situation in big, general, wide, present-time environmental terms. And you'll find some great, big, cracking piece of big error here someplace, see? Fella had to borrow the money for auditing, so he didn't borrow the money. Instead of that, he sold his car or something like that, and now his wife has to walk to work every morning. And every morning, he hears all about it. Something goofy like this is going on, and you've never come close to it. Got the idea? But it shows up in this rundown. You don't have to be telepathic. You just have to keep those big, beautiful eyes alert. Don't use an e-meter this way. All right. Looking at it fixedly, see? Looking at it all right now. There we are. There we are. Where we are. Where's right. All right now. Now we're going to ask a question now. Ask a question. Now, is there something you wouldn't mind telling me? Something you wouldn't mind telling me? So far? All right. Well, that's all right. We got that all clear now, huh? All right. Good. Okay. All right. Here we are. It's all set and tuning. Here. Now, do you have a present time problem? Do you have a present time problem? Well, that's good. I'm glad you don't have. And no ARC breaks with me, of course, because I can't tolerate people being upset with me. So we'll just skip that one. Get what I mean by gross errors now? I mean, honest to Pete, they're this wild. PC goes completely out of session, won't talk to the auditor and so forth, and the auditor suddenly wakes up that an ARC break has occurred. As a matter of fact, if he'd been listening to himself 2 hours before, he would have realized that the procedure he was following at this time had been producing more and more strain on the part of the PC. The thing wasn't running right, or something wasn't going right, and so on. And suddenly remember that he actually is auditing another process, not having flattened the process he was running yesterday, don't you see? And he's running an entirely different process, and he skipped the whole thing, and it's a dead short as far as he's concerned. And he's also goofed and turned the auditing command around, see? And not only that, but didn't even ask for any goals for the session. You see? It's gross. Now, if you're DFPing, some auditor, staff auditor, they're good people. But they get sometimes a little bit flighty. And they come in and they ask you what they should run on Mr. Bilk. Because Mr. Bilk's case is not now moving. And you look over the auditing reports and you find out that Mr. Bilk has been run very flatly on pre-session 37, and he's been doing Formula 16 here for a little while, and you decide that Formula 16 must be a little bit too high for him or something like that, so you change him off to Formula 13, you decide to. Man, are you being a lousy, stinking DFP? You will get more case losses that way than you ever heard of. No, this is the right approach. I tell you for your own good, this is the right approach. Well, you know, Mr. Bilk, well, his case hasn't been running well for the last few hours. Well, what have you been running? Well, just what you laid down. What did I lay down? Well, you said to run him on having this all the time. I did? When? Well, you said he needed lots of having this. And I thought it was wrong at the time. But I've been running having this on him. This process, look around here and find something you don't want, doesn't seem to work. Well, where did you get that? Well, it's one of the new processes. Well, when did it come out? Oh, it's been out for quite a while. Where did you get it? Oh, I forget. One of the students told me it was just one of the new one of the new processes that came out for training in the academy. That's what you're going to find. You've got to go back, and you said, flatten 16. And 16 is run as follows. So and so and so and so. Now, that's what you're supposed to do, and that's what I want you to do, and so forth. Now, is there anything else going on? Is the PC there for sessions? Is the PC suffering from ill health? Something of the sort. Oh, all right. Now, you get how wide that goes astray? Now, the staff auditor's got perfectly... his heart's in the right place. He's trying hard one way or the other. And actually, it was obvious to him that the person's havingness was low, too. He got very enthusiastic about the thing, and he actually had been told this was the last process, don't you see? You got it? But he's confronting up to a PC who is complaining to him all the time about the fact that nothing is happening. PC's giving him a lose, giving him a lose, giving him a lose. Remember, this staff auditor's in there with the lions, and you're not, as DFP. Got it? So you have to give him the cool, detached, serene, Olympic straight dope. And have to help him think his way through the difficulties he's confronting. And look them all over. Better still, whistle up the PC and find out what's being run on him. That's a very proper procedure. Now, because errors of this magnitude that I've been discussing, and by the way, I haven't been discussing errors of... I'm not just dreaming this up. I'm writing script on it a bit to save people's faces here and there. But the stuff I'm giving you actually occurs. I'm not exaggerating it. This stuff actually occurs. Things like this do happen. And they're what happens today that stops cases from gaining. Now, you got to be alert. You got to be on the ball. You got to be on your toes when you're running a large number of cases. Now, when you're running one case, it's an awfully good thing if you don't think you're getting any place and you just think you're grinding on the thing and so forth, and you just feel that keeping up with it, it's just not too successful. It's perfectly all right if you close the session and take a momentary break and walk around a couple of pillars and look the thing over. What the devil is going on from your point of view? You got the idea? Take a long breath. And you suddenly decide that you had better go back, do something like this. You'd better go back and check rudiments. You better open the session again with full rudiments, and this time check them carefully because there's something astray here. So we go back and we start the session again. And we check the rudiments this time. And we find a great, big, cracking, huge PTP that somehow or another didn't register the first time we cracked the rudiments. Got it? That's what slows cases down. But you run them on model session, and you run them on this present rundown that we are using, you're not going to miss. You got my word on it, man. And that's not lightly given. It takes a gross error to throw this routine off. That doesn't mean you shouldn't closely follow the routine. But it takes a real gross error to make it flop. The only thing you're going to do by making little mistakes on the routine is lengthening the amount of time the PC is in auditing. You're going to lengthen it and lengthen it and lengthen it, don't you see? The sloppier you handle a routine, the more time the PC is going to be in auditing, that's all. Now, for the sake of if you're auditing for fee someplace, don't ever make the mistake of letting a PC gain slowly because he'll buy more auditing. They only buy more auditing if they make gains swiftly. As far as ceiling is concerned, after a fellow's gone about 250 hours on anything you know anything about in the present rundown, I've just published a bulletin giving ultimate processes, just in case you run out. You haven't made any OTs yet. Don't worry about hitting a ceiling just to stack up hours of processing, you hear me? You keep giving them wins, giving them wins, giving them wins, getting gains, 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 and the PC will buy more and more processing. Got it? Because he's winning. And the less he wins, the less processing he'll buy. Got it? Of course, there are guys that'll just slug into it or just there to worry you. But the routine will take care of them. Now, when I tell you this routine is hot, I mean just that, it's hot. And the variation of some of these things can be expected. Something or other. You can expect another formula or two, another type of assessment, refinements of this character. But I'm telling you, what you've got works, because I've seen it working. And I've seen it working well, and I've seen it working in staff auditors' hands, and I am very happy with it. The auditors are getting so overbearingly cocky now around Johannesburg that it's almost impossible to talk to them. You know, staff auditors used to look somewhat like driftwood in central organizations. They didn't have desks or anything. They go around, they're perfectly cheerful, but a little bit apologetic when you met them in the hall and so forth. You don't meet those guys in the hall. They walk through you, you know. Bump you and turn back and say, "Oh, good morning, Ron. How are you?" They're getting large appetites. It's very funny. The more cases they win on, well, the more cases they want to process. It's quite remarkable. All right, the present rundown today consists of these factors. Getting rid of the obsessive, upsetting, magnitudinous, chronic somatics, PTPs. Making very, very sure that the individual isn't sitting on some weird PTP as to why he is getting audited in order to solve this huge PTP, locate it, and do something about it, as I've been trying to teach you here Dianetically. Locate the incident on the E-meter and roll it. At least find its late locks or secondaries in this life. Get rid of that difficulty. Get rid of his worry concerning that difficulty. You can perform miracles, so right there at that end of the case is the time to perform a couple of minor miracles. You don't look much like Christ, but you can do better. And then, crack into pre-session 37. There's no reason to try to take withholds off this case or do anything else off this case if he's totally fixated on a PTP. But, as soon as his PTP is out of the road, handles relatively swiftly, get into pre-session 37 and just flatten that, man. Flatten it. Sensitivity 16. Is there anything you would hate to have your mother told about you? Not a flicker. Got the idea? Any combo thereof? Not a flicker. Get it off, 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 off. Now you might be getting so much flicker and so much flash and so much this and so much that on some particular kind of an overt for which he's being totally, totally, totally irresponsible and that sort of thing. Wow, and it just, he's get off this overt, but it's not off. You get the idea? And it's just not off, that's all. It's still got tremendous connotations connected with it and that sort of thing. You have as your best stunt getting back on this E-meter and find the secondary or the engram that makes that overt so fantastic. The overt. Find the overt engram, this life, which makes that so charged up. Or the overt secondary, this life, that makes it so charged up. By the way, I'll say something in passing about secondaries. I'm awfully tired of auditors sitting there looking at secondaries and the tears leaking out of the PC's eyes and going on auditing something very, very permissive and very, very mild. I wanted to give a demonstration to a cabinet minister, and I gave a lady a set of cans who'd had an awful lot of auditing by a field auditor. I wanted to show him a theta bop, so I just says, "Who's dead?" to the lady. And man, I had to get out of that in a hurry. I had to say, "Well, that's, you see a little theta bop there. That's the way an E-meter works. It's pretty late tonight," and so forth. And take the cans away from her and fold it all up and pack it up and go away. My thoughts at that moment were quite an overt against a field auditor. Because I ask her, "Who's dead?" She says, "My brother and my father." And both secondaries are just on the verge of blowing. It would have taken just one more question to have run into a five-hour auditing session in front of a cabinet minister that I was merely trying to show what an E-meter was. And this girl had had 250 hours at least of auditing by a field auditor. Now, how come he never noticed? She was a walking tank of grief. She would have looked 25 or 30 years younger if he had just spent a little time finding out about the case, finding out these two secondaries were all there, all ready to blow, and just run them through, finding out when was the first time she heard about her brother's death, and carry it right on through, find out which was brother, father, which one was the hottest read, and run it right through from the moment she first heard about it, straight on through, to the moment they buried him, and the moment they first heard about it, straight on through, the moment they buried him, first moment they heard about it, straight on through, the moment they buried him, just... And boy, it would have been a torrent of rain all the way through. Got it? Pick up the other one, knock it off. I don't think she could have been audited without running the secondaries. I don't think so. I think that every time she sat in the auditing chair, she started to cry. That's what I thought. And when I got back and asked questions, I found this was the case, that she was unauditable because she cried all the time. Wouldn't you think somebody would have found out why? Look, we know what we know. That's silly, isn't it? If you want to make a woman look younger, run a secondary off of her. You're going to have an amazing experience. Maybe she can't run this secondary. Maybe it's the engram you've got to run. Maybe you can only run the lock. But you could get to it eventually if you straightened out the track on it. It's very interesting to see somebody all gimped up and crow's-footed and so forth, and you run the secondary, and you got a spring chicken on your hands that's ready to make a pass at you. Now, I've seen it happen far too often. I don't say it'll happen in every case, every time. Every girl who wants to take off some age better have a secondary run out of her, you know. That's not the panacea. It's just the point that when they is sitting there, pick them up. Pick them up. Take them away. Now, similarly, you're going to have somebody who says, "All right, I smoke daga marijuana to you. Hey to Harlem. all right, I smoke daga." Yep, yep. Your needle goes a little bit. Matter of fact, I've taught dozens of people to smoke daga. Needle goes a little bit. Doesn't seem to be any responsibility here someplace. You ask them, "Well, have you ever done any more dope running?" "Yep. I bootleg liquor." "Yep." Not enough quiver to bother with. "Ever been in prison?" "Yep. Spent 5 years." No quiver. "Look, look, 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 you're not running withholds. You're not trying to withhold these things." You didn't have to work for them. There's no charge on them. That means his level of social responsibility is below considering these things overts. This is a tough monkey you got on your paws. This is a tough one. What you going to do about something like that, huh, Mac? Huh? What you going to do about something like that? You just going to sit there and run pre-session 37 and let him get off of these hall? He's hardly even giving you data. He's bragging or something. You know, he does no, absolutely, apparently has no social responsibility here. Hmm? What's this all about? Well, how are you going to solve something like this? Just get more withholds off, huh? Run more pre-session 37. Only pre-session 37 doesn't find any withholds. They're not withholds. He'll tell you anything. He just tells you all these things. Oh, yes, I raped my baby sister. And I remember vividly throwing my mother in the well when I was 8. And well, I did feel a little bit bad in the hospital. A buddy next to me had $500 in his wallet under his pillow, and they had him on oxygen, so I just turned off the oxygen, let him die that night, and hooked the $500. You're going to run into a case like that, guys. You're going to run into a case like that. It's going to catch you totally flat-footed. That case is below pre-session 37 because the case hasn't got a withhold. But you can find withholds on this case. What does he consider as a withhold? You fish around, well, what would it really embarrass you to tell me? Nothing, he says. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Tell you anything, anything, anything about myself, that is. Well, who would you hate to have to tell me something about? Oh, I never rat on pals. I'm afraid he's about to rat. These are the withholds. Pre-session 37 doesn't... I gave you a statement there which I meant to be sarcastic. I didn't make it sound so. You might take it literally. Pre-session 37 goes all the way south. Okay. There's nothing undercuts it or something like this, or such a case is not reached by it. I'm talking about your use of it, of what you would socially accept to be the withhold, and you're kind of insisting on this, and you never really look for withholds. You adjudicate what should be withheld. And the guy is telling you things that should be withheld, so you say he has no withholds. And then you mysteriously find out that he, if you look, all I'm telling you is, if you look, you'll find out he has whole chains of things that he does consider withholds. And he isn't about to tell you about those, and they just rack up on this meter like mad. They're not about himself. He hasn't been himself for several lifetimes. He's withholding for others. Got the idea? He's removed sideways. Now look. The whole purpose of pre-session 37 is to get off the withholds. A pre-session is run without a model session. Pre-sessions 1 and 37 are the only pre-sessions now in regular use. Pre-session 1 is simply used to interest somebody in Scientology. Pre-session 37 is a method of getting off withholds. That means what it says, you know. This is written in Ron-type ink. It's a method of getting off withholds. It isn't a method of getting off social crimes. It isn't a method of getting off things the fellow isn't withholding. It's a method of getting off withholds. The question comes up there, what does a pre-clear consider withholds? That is, what does he think is a withhold that he ought to withhold? Well, that's up to you to find out. This problem is the primary case problem. Pre-session 37 saw resolves it. This pre-session is now the proper way to run what question shouldn't I ask you. The auditor runs what question shouldn't I ask you for a few times. Their additive or any phraseology thereof which gets off withholds. Got it? And you sometimes have to be very tricky in your phraseology. It'd be such things as... Well, is there anything you'd dislike having to tell me. What would you find it embarrassing to talk to me about? By the way, that goes further. Let me tell you a silly one in passing here. We got a moment or two. This will sound terrible to you ladies, so you needn't listen to it. But there was a girl who was all withdrawn and terribly shy and couldn't hardly move into my office. This was out in Phoenix one time. And she couldn't even actually kind of come in the office and say anything, you know. She is shy type. Alice Ben Bolt special. Well, you've never heard this song about Alice Ben Bolt. It's a marvel of case level of the 19th century. If you ever look it up, why, you'll laugh. Situation was that she was going to have a few minutes of auditing. Just that, you know. I'm always expected to pull these rabbits out of the hat quickly, and possibly rightly so, but in this particular case, I took one look at this character, and I decided that there might be some zone she wouldn't talk to me about. So I went over this very hastily, not even with an e-meter. And she turned white, pink, and slightly green when I hit the second dynamic. So I said, well, I haven't got time to pull a lifetime of crime off of this 17 or 18-year-old girl. I haven't got time to pull this off. So I told her to tell me a sexual word. You know, just that. You know, just tell me one word, sexual. Wow. Boy, she almost went through the back of her chair and crawled under the couch, you know. And she sweated, you know. I suppose this was a result of washing out children's mouths with soap for 1,000 lifetimes or something of the sort. But I tell her, tell me a sexual word, and she promptly is thinking of four-letter sexual words, you see. She doesn't think of anything. As a matter of fact, she could have said love, you know, a sexual word. But her mind didn't get fixated in this department at all. Wow. And for the remainder of the time that she was there, I just pounded on this one. She finally came out with one. Blushed. Sweat. All right, I said, say another sexual word to me. He gave me another one. And after a while, it occurred to me she had a rather remarkably broad vocabulary. Last time I'd heard some of these was in the Marines. But this kid was started looking brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And got more and more communication and less nervous and less embarrassed. She finally at ease. She got so she'd say one and giggle. Well, and she finally could say one with a perfectly straight face, same way you'd say pie. And then she finally got off of the four-letter type and variety and gave me a much broader vocabulary. And I said, that was that, and thank you very much. And it was occasion afterwards, the fellow who brought her there said, what on earth did you do to this girl? You know, she totally changed her personality. She used to be so shy and retiring, and now she's quite poised socially. That's how interestingly vague you can get with a withhold and still get someplace. You got the idea? I didn't ask her for a single crime. It's what she considered was a withhold. Now, the funny part of it is, she might very well have told me a number of sexual peccadillos of some kind or another, you know, with lots of hemming, hawing, and twisting, and felt better to get these things off. The truth of the matter was, she would have told them all to me with vague allusions, you know, and so on. Still busily withholding the fact that she had a large section of her vocabulary, apparently that part of her vocabulary which he considered the most important, totally withheld. Got the idea? All right, that isn't what we are looking for. We're actually looking for things the person is ashamed to tell you about. But I'm giving you an idea of a very early approach. This is probably the first use of Precession 37, 1954, in Phoenix, Arizona. Didn't have a name, didn't have anything else. I was just shooting in the dark. Getting off the withholds. But I didn't get off any withholds. I got her to communicate, don't you see? By making her say things she wouldn't ordinarily say. Which you're probably doing the same thing with Precession 37. However many ramifications there are to Precession 37, that is certainly one of them. The PC finds out he can communicate to the auditory. All right, let's look a little further on this. And let's find that we have to give the PC some havingness because the PC's opinion is we're taking something away from them. Well, one of the best ways you can get a PC some havingness is to run some OW. OW and havingness go together. OW is a havingness process. Quite an important thing for you to know. Because, you see, as a person has performed overts, they have become less willing to duplicate the things they're performing overts against. You follow that? So, therefore, they can't have this thing. So, as you get off the overt, you increase their ability to duplicate. Havingness is duplication. And so you get off their overts, and they can have more. And it raises their havingness. It's a very effective method of doing so. This method of running an engram dianetically, the reason dianetic engrams were hard to run is havingness ran down. But when you increase the method of duplication, at the same time you run out the engram with what in that incident would you be willing to be? You see, you're increasing the duplication factor. They're willing to duplicate is what you're really asking them. So, of course, their havingness goes up as their engram is run out. So you never get the phenomenon of havingness dropping because they're losing their engram. You following? So similarly, OW is always havingness. Now, in view of the fact that we're already pumping them to death, we run this in a think version. But in some preclears, the word think is quite restimulative. Before you can use the word think, you might have to run, look around here and find something that's not thinking for quite a while. The person cannot react to this word. This is more common in England than it is in America. It's very much of a problem over there. So you have this. You have a variation of this command. Get the idea of something you've done. That's a much weaker command. You understand? You'd have to say, get the idea of doing something to be really technical, but get the idea of something you've done, or recall something you have done. The best version is think of something you've done. But if you're running into trouble with that, why, a poor version, get the idea, a better version, recall something you have done. Got it? So you run that, bing, bing. Think of something you've done, think of something you've withheld, and you just run those two for a while. You'll see the E-meter bounce around, by the way. Don't pay any attention to it, and don't jump on them. Let them have that few minutes of relaxation. And what happens is it loosens up the bank. It changes the bank, it changes their havingness, and they are much more willing to give you some new withholds, you see. The rule would be, take off, if you find a heavy withhold, run some OW in this fashion. That would be a good rule. And as soon as you've got some OW run, not more than 5 minutes worth, why go back and find another withhold? Got it? Individuals will surprise themselves because, of course, even in this lifetime, they're withholding things from themselves. So they will remember things by running this, think of something you've done, think of something you withheld. They will remember things that they had, quote, forgotten, unquote. Okay. Don't let the PC develop evasions. like classes of things you shouldn't ask me and give you all a bunch of screwy things like this. You'll just have to change your tactics, that's all. Don't get argumenty with the PC. Just get smart enough to realize that if he's giving you plans and classes and that sort of thing, that you probably are on some different dynamic or something of the sort. Why don't you ask him, well, are there any plans you would hate to tell me about? You know, get smart. Search around. Find something allied to it. Get off of the groove. That generally breaks up one of these classes cases, something of that sort, or might. But you have to work it over. What they consider withholds registers on the meter. And you run this directly against the meter. When you've got sensitivity, reading 16, and not a quiver, no matter how many ways you address the thing. Of course, after a while, you can develop an ARC break, you know, that'll register. After you've gotten the last withhold off and they're feeling clean, clear, and all is right with God and Sherwood Anderson, they are in particular and terrific elan, and then you insist they have more withholds. You're not getting a read on the meter. You just want to make sure, you know. And you keep pestering them for more withholds and more withholds, and you pester them for more withholds, and you eventually get a drop. And don't say, what was that? You should already know what that is. That's an ARC break. Got it? Now, that is vitally necessary in clearing up a case. Only thing I would add, let's say we have somebody who has very criminal penchants. They don't consider they should withhold anything at all. They tell you all about everything. You can't find anything they withhold or something like that. You could fall back on a Dianetic dodge to clean up this condition and ask them when they decided to get even with the society or something of this sort, or when did you decide to get even with people this lifetime or something. You'll probably find some whopping big secondary. You'll probably find some terrible circumstance. They really felt they had been clipped in life. And you could alter the complete pattern of this case simply by running a secondary on it. Got it? Oh, they were a little kid. Their mother and father died, and they threw them in an orphan asylum. They got beaten every day and so forth. And the fellow had an uncle that promised to fish him out, and then the uncle didn't, you know? And somewhere in that period there, where there'll be a secondary of some kind or another, you run this secondary, you can take the strong man and make him weep very easily if you find the right chords to strike. Okay? Well, that's again another talk on pre-session 37. We'll cover the rest of clearing rundown and assessment and so forth as we go here. But I want you to get this one because this is the weakest link in our present rundown as far as auditors are concerned. This is what they are doing the least well at the present moment. This is what they're overlooking the most. So cases when they don't make progress, away we promptly assume there's some sort, either there's a big present time problem or there's a withhold or the PC isn't in session. But of course that's a withhold too. Now, get good at this. Now, you're going to be badgering each other around about all this and cuffing each other around about all this. And you seem to be at this stage in a state of, if this is so important, then these withholds I have are very important and they are most uncomfortable. Now, I'm afraid your withholds aren't very important. It is important to get them off. Does not mean the withholds themselves are terribly important. People would normally Q&A with this one way or the other. You know where to look for them and how to look for them. You're going to surprise yourself as an auditor how easy it is to pull them off. And you're going to undoubtedly be very pleased as a PC when you actually get the real withholds off that you feel a lot better. Okay, well, that's the size of pre-session 37. Thank you very much.